This is Dr. Inigo Dictane, and is a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Julio Cesar Peña. Date of birth is January 27, 1969. Case ID number is 3690759. Date of exam, January 5, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Arrasto Canales, dated 5/19/22. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old common law married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, psoriatic arthritis, prostate problems, and vitiligo. The claimant is presently employed and working as a welder, which he has been doing for approximately 12 years. During the time that he works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, psoriatic arthritis. Number three, prostate problems. And number four, vitiligo. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant states he has had no in-organ damage of retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and hands. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per day, and states that it usually comes out between 49 and 570. His last recorded blood glucose level was 357, which was on 9/29/2021. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.6, which indicates that he is fairly well controlled. He is presently on metformin, taking metformin / glyburide, 1,000 milligrams / 2.5 milligrams, one tablet BID. His condition appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number two, psoriatic arthritis. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis of his whole body. He states that he has pain in all parts of his body, but mainly his hands and feet. He was diagnosed by Dr. Canales as having psoriatic arthritis, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He also feels numbness and pinpricks as well. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs slowly, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. His SED rate was elevated at 38, and his rheumatoid factor was also elevated at 120, which indicates that he may also have rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant uses no assistive devices at this time, and his physician is Dr. Arrasto Canales. He is presently taking ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QID, which does give him relief. The claimant does physical activity of working at his job and states that he has to be standing for long periods of time as a welder when he's cutting the metal, but states that he feels he really cannot do the work anymore, secondary to his condition. Allegation number three, prostate problems. The claimant states that in September of 2022, he was noted to have a prostate-specific antigen of over 4,690. He is presently not taking any medications for this condition. He states his urine is very bubbly and foul-smelling. He was diagnosed with benign prostate hypertrophy. He has not been evaluated for possible prostate cancer secondary to lack of money and funds at this time, but needs to be evaluated for this condition. Number four, vitiligo. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to know that his skin was starting to change a different color to white. He has this condition all over his body, especially on his chest, hands, arms, legs, and feet. He was given 1% steroid cream that he uses occasionally, but has stopped using it secondary to having problems with his diabetes. His condition appears to be advancing and does appear to be extensive. Family history. The father died at the age of 44 from a sudden death. His mother is 80 and has Alzheimer's disease and diabetes mellitus. Medications. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams with glyburide, 2.5 milligrams BID. Ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QID. The claimant was on three different types of insulin for his diabetes, but has not been taking his insulin secondary to lack of funds. Medical problems, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, varicose veins of the right leg, comma, psoriatic arthritis and possible rheumatoid arthritis, comma, benign prostate hypertrophy, comma, vitiligo, comma, major surgeries, varicose veins in 2020, and the claimant also had bilateral eye cataract surgery in 2020. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 5 cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 148 pounds. Height, 6 feet, 1.5 inches tall. BP, 159 over 112 mmHg. Heart rate, 90 beats per minute. Respiration, 24 respirations per minute. BMI, 21. The claimant was told that his blood pressure is high and he needed to follow up with his family doctor. General. This is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in a mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. The claimant has a left upper gum tooth abscess, but no pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. He has not had this abscess treated secondary to lack of funds. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted except on the right foot where the claimant appears to have swelling and deformity of his toes, along with onychomycosis of his toenails. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some pitting edema. Calves were tender, but the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has vitiligo all over his body. He has also an onychomycosis of his toenails and his fingernails as well. He also has psoriatic patches on his extremities and all over his body, as well as the vitiligo. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to chin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have multiple spasms noted of his arms and legs, as well as tenderness of the lower extremities. Mild joint swelling, but no erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted except for some of the fingers and toes of the lower extremities, where he does have contracture of the fourth finger of the right hand and deformed toes of both feet. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, except for the hand area, and decreased range of motion of the lower extremities, especially in the foot area, especially on the right side. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was at 60 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally, which is abnormal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate without pain. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, but would probably benefit at least from a cane. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 for the right and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at +1. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the upper extremities and +3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally, especially for the right side. The claimant is unable to grip, make a full close fist, or pinch with the right side of his hand. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left hand, but is unable to lift and carry and handle objects with the right upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of his hands and feet, as well as his knees. He is unable to heel, toe, and walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength, especially of the right hand, where his grip strength is +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted, especially for the right hand. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to deformed hands and feet, with signs of rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, not being fully treated at this time. The claimant is not taking his insulins and does not appear to be very well controlled. Number two, psoriatic arthritis and probable rheumatoid arthritis, confirmed with physical examination and medical records, as well as some lab tests that were performed by his physician. Number three, benign prostate hypertrophy, not being treated at this time. The claimant has a elevated prostate-specific antigen, which has not been evaluated for possible cancer at this time. Number four, vitiligo, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for the claimant by the name of Julio Cesar Peña.